Investigators are looking into the cause of a fire at a Jackson Township scrapyard reported as an explosion Monday afternoon. Around 5:30, crews were called to Fosnot's Auto Parts in the 6,000 block of Whipple Avenue Northwest. Callers had reported a small building fire with heavy black smoke. Departments including Green, North Canton, and Plain Township assisted at the scene. Police closed part of Whipple Avenue. No injuries have been reported. A man charged in a deadly Canton crash has been arraigned in court and pleaded not guilty. 34-year-old Garth Haynes of Plain Township appeared in Canton Municipal Court Monday, facing charges including vehicular manslaughter and two misdemeanors. The charges stem from a November 10th crash on Cherry Avenue Southeast that killed Canton police officer Dave Walgamott of Dover. Investigators say Haynes' pickup truck spun on an icy road and into the path of Walgamott's vehicle. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for May 12th. A Plain Township man is facing several charges after his arrest in a child abuse case. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Hayden Davis is accused of assaulting his two-month-old son on Friday, causing serious injuries that required hospitalization. Court records state Davis was upset because the child wouldn't stop crying. He is charged with felonious assault, endangering children, and strangulation, along with a misdemeanor count of domestic violence. Davis was arrested Friday and arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $500,000. A man is facing several charges after an incident at a Perry Township fast food restaurant. It happened Friday in the 4600 block of Tuscarawas Street West. 18-year-old Landon McCalla of Canton is accused of pointing a gun at an Arby's employee, prompting an evacuation. McCalla was arrested and charged with aggravated trespass, tampering with evidence, inducing panic, and weapons violations. His arraignment was rescheduled for today in Massillon Municipal Court. Louisville City Council passed a disorderly conduct and peace disturbance ordinance Monday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Following a public hearing in which no one spoke for or against, the four-page ordinance provides a fourth-degree misdemeanor for the first offense, which carries a fine of $250. Subsequent offenses carry a third degree, carrying a fine of $500, second degree of $750, and a first degree of $1,000 for the property owner, tenant, or person in charge who permits the use of the property in violation of the prohibitions on intoxication, indecency, and noise from the gathering, which disturbs the peace, quiet, or repose of other persons. Mayor Councilperson Corey Street swore in Brandon Hinkle as a fire lieutenant. A brother is the assistant chief, and another brother is the captain in the department, while a third brother is also on the department as a firefighter, and all are paramedics.
Metallus is reporting improved first quarter results. The Canton-based steelmaker posted net sales of more than $308 million and net income of $5.4 million, reversing a loss from the previous quarter. Officials say the gains were driven by higher shipments, strong demand, and improved production efficiency. Metallus also reported a growing order book and says it expects profits to continue improving throughout 2026. A nanny has been arraigned on multiple felony charges involving an infant. Prosecutors say 26-year-old Molly Duncan of Beechwood appeared Monday in Portage County Common Police Court on charges of rape, attempted rape, and gross sexual imposition. She allegedly abused a one-year-old child in her care between May 2023 and April 2024. A trial is scheduled for July 21st. A judge set bond at $4 million and issued a protection order. Similar charges are pending in Geauga County. Duncan pleaded guilty in federal court in a related case. A pretrial hearing was held Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court for a driver charged in a deadly September 2024 crash involving a Salem couple. 26-year-old Kaylin Jones of Salem faces two counts of vehicular homicide. Police say he fell asleep, his vehicle crossed the center line, and hit a minivan on Georgetown Road in Perry Township. 87-year-old Richard Heiner and 89-year-old Joanne Heiner were killed. No plea was entered. Jones is scheduled to return to court July 29th, and a trial is set for August 6th. A guidance counselor connected to Cardinal Mooney High School in Youngstown has resigned during an investigation. School officials and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown confirm the unnamed counselor was employed by a third party. They say the matter does not involve any current students or minors, and appropriate reporting has been made. Officials add no further details will be released while the investigation continues. A Youngstown man will serve probation after admitting to assaulting an ambulance worker earlier this year. 52-year-old Joseph Austin pleaded guilty Friday in Mahoning County Common Police Court to a felony charge of assault. A visiting judge sentenced him to 1 year of probation, which was agreed upon by both attorneys and supported by the victim. Authorities say on January 30th, Austin became argumentative with a woman and EMTs who were treating her, then punched one of the the responders. EMT suffered swelling around the eye. Witnesses told police they believed Austin was intoxicated. He must also complete an assessment through the Community Corrections Association and undergo anger management counseling. Smoker-friendly in Liberty Township is closed after a car crashed into the front of the store Monday. WKBN-TV reports a driver backing out of a parking lot pulled forward and struck the building after seeing another vehicle. No injuries were reported. The store is expected to reopen today. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.